start from Chippur here.
Chippur, what is Chippur? Okay, we're in the middle of Perek Yud Ches Mishne Gimel, towards the end. Chippur, look at the picture Kosov HaRambam. The Rambam says, Chippur Kavonosoi HaTzipuyim Shemekashtim Bohem Es Amitos. The Tzipuy which you beautify. You beautify the bed. You go in HaTzipuy B'Shinha V'Zav V'Zulosom. What does it mean? Tzipuy. I don't know what that word is. Bishinahav, v'zav v'zulosim. I don't know, some type of gold. I don't know what that word is. Bishinahav. Now, it's something which you used to beautify, a beautiful bed. Okay, you have a very fancy bed. V'nir shalazen eschavin harav. Kosav harav, shu tohar mishum matechas, hameshamesh esha'i. It's the reason why he told it's because it's metal, and it's metal which is a toffle to the wood. The bed is primarily made out of wood. Is your bed made out of wood or metal? Metal.
Metal? Wood and metal, huh? The wood.
Back post
is wood.
So, over here we're dealing with the bed. The bed over here is made out of wood, and the wood has a design of metal, a beautiful plate of metal. So, it's metal that's a tuffle to wood. And the halacha is, when metal is a tuffle to wood, the metal. The metal is tar. The nearest to Zenishavin Arab, because Arab shoot her Mishum Matechas, Hamishamesh, Sesoits. The Niskashu, Hamafarsh Medvarim Shavatechas, Hamishmesh, Sesoits, Tahara Bushutically Eight, Shain and Mikabum Tuma. We have Matechas and Tailates. Avulkan Shamit and Mikabilis Tuma, Afamatechas, Titami Yachad Ima. So here's the Gvald Gukasha. This principle that metal. That's tafel to wood is tahar is only when the wood is tar. But when the wood is tameh, then the metal is tameh. So what's going on? That's his kashum. It's not that it's attached. It's not that it's tafel, that it's a tachshit. A tachshit that stands on its own is tar. It's not a kli, even if it's made from metal. You ever know that?
No.
That's what it says. A new chiddush we learned today is that a tachshit, a tzipui that's a kish lamito, who dover b'fnei atzav, ein l'chili b'namito, v'nei ki tachshit hakilim shu tar.
Do we say tachshit, you tachshit to eat somewhere?
No, I don't think so. I'm not aware. Okay, that's what it says. It says here, so either we have two mahalach because it's only it's tafel, or it's a tachshit. That's why chippu is tar. Okay, let's see the next picture. Picture 551. What is the milbanei v'nei levi? What in the world is v'nei levi? Picture 551 says, mal b'nei levi af shehu takua umhuduk l'regel hamita, ein nechshav l'chelek ben hamita, ve'ein mekabel tuma l'fi shu osu l'parko umhuduk l'regel hamita. Now why is it called b'nei levi? Let's see. So the cost of a rap. Shaderech Bnei Levi, Kishoilim liol liyushalayim, she'ein molichin hamito imohen, ela hamalbein bilvad. They don't bring the bed. They just bring the malbein. Kevin shekein hariyo also lufarikom megal hamito. What cost of a rap? What was the malbein? Oh, the malbein is the middle part. That's in this. The malbein. They don't take. Kosav harav shederech bnei levi kishon liyushlaim shein molichin hamita im mohen ella hamalbein bulvad kevin shekein harehu also leparkoi miregel hamita v'niskash hatosfos anshei shem b'dvarav le'ez etzach lukach hamalbein mohem v'harash kosav hepoch shemolichin im mohem hamita v'lo yasam lubonos l'chein hamalbonos asim leparkom. Okay, so we say over here the bnei levi they were always on the run, they were always traveling, they were going early Yushalayim, they went to Yushalayim to do their service. And when they went to Yerushalayim, they took their beds. When they took their beds, they didn't take the bottom part. The Malbim they let stay home. The Malbim stayed home. So because the Malbim stayed home, so it's always meant to be taken apart. Since they're going to Yerushalayim, they're taking apart their beds. So anything which is meant to be taken apart over and over is not a kli, it's not a kabel tuma. Okay, that's it. Let's see the Rav. The Rav explains more detail. The Rav on Tav Chippui. Here's up to the Chippui. What's Chippui? Going Tzipui. The covering, of the meat of Nechlitecha, Doharim Tahabi Mateches Hamishameshes Leitz, Malbein, Luchois, Chalulim, Hollow boards assume loni tachas kari hamita shelo yirkavu milachlukas hakarko that should not become rotted from the chalukas hakarko mitaltlim imam hamita hilchach tameim the hamita damu but umalbone bnei levi toharin lefi shogilu alois liushalaim v'holichem yili yirvein v'lichem hamita simohem umalichos hamalbin the minim malbinim. According to the Rav says they bring the malbinim. Therefore, afilu kavuyim the kari hamita. Hoil was certainly not. It's going to be separated. Lav kemitam yichashiv. It's not called. It's not chashiv. It's not. It's not part of the bed. Okay, that's all it says. I don't really know more than that. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. Let's chaz the Gantz. It's a very hard Mishnah. You know, lately these Mishnahs are getting very hard. Hashida v'etiv amidol. Okay, those are three things you always have in Shas. You always have in Shas this teamwork. Hashida ha'etiv amidol. Hashida v'etiv amidol. Shenitla achad me raglehen. One of the legs gets dislodged. Okay, looks like my bed. I have exactly like that. One of the legs came out. Always on a slope.
So you walk around like this.
It is. Yeah, it is. Okay.
Too much blood goes to one side of the brain.
Even though shemekablin, you can still fill it up. It's a box. You can still fill it up with liquids. Whatever. No, this one over here, tahirin it's tar. But v'sheinu mekablin b'lekedarkon. Well, let's say you can have mekablin kedarkon. Right. No, shemekablin tahirin. Period. Now, in the next halacha, v'sheinu mekablin kedarkon. Picture on the bottom, 447. That you have a type of utensil which does not have which the only way you can fill it up to more than 40 saw is shalei kedarkon Rabbi Yosi Matame. It's not fair. Just because you can beat the system by filling it with more than 40 saw, when you tilt it on the side, it does not make it into a utensil that's larger than 40 saw. Because when we make the calculation of 40 saw, we make the calculation when it's in its normal holding position. We don't make these calculations when they're lopsided. Right? Next case, Nakliti Hamita, that's these two Zachen over here, these two funny Zachen. Nakliti Hamita, V'chamor. The Chamor is the very, very bottom. And the Chipui, the covering. Tahirin. These things are all tar. These things are all not called Kalim. Ein Tame Ela Mita Malbein. The only thing that is Tame is the Mita. And the malbein, the bed itself, and the first thing, the mita and the malbein, the resh hamita goes to the malbein, but not the chamor. But the exceptions of the malbani, bnei levi, those also are separated, because the bnei levi they're always on the run, they're always separating the mita from the malbein. So therefore, just like the chamor is tar, though their malbein is also going to be tar. Okay, chaz mishnah again. Chaz again, klarkeit. Hashida. When's the next time you're going to be learning this Mishnah? You're Chazer?
Hashida.
Hashida v'yatev ha-migdol shenitla achad miraglehen afal pish mekablim tohirin. It's not normal.
Which of the three is this? Hashida?
All three. Because they're just different sizes. Not showing difference. He doesn't know the difference, obviously. He doesn't know different types of boxes. Different types. Some are large, small, wide, narrow. It's like people. People come in all different sizes.
Sure, but Migdal would be more...
Maybe in Hanami. It's taller. It's taller in Hanami. But the common denominator is that they hold less than 40 saw, and they have four legs.
They all hold stuff.
They all hold stuff. They have like this shtender. Look, the shtender might look. They have four legs. Right? They have four legs. And it holds stuff inside of it.
It's Migdal.
Whatever it is, a migdal sheet for the whole lesson 40 saw to hirin. Vishainan mikablam kedarkon. New case, let's say we have a utensil which holds more than 40 saw, but the only way it holds more than 40 saw is when it's shloi kedarkon. Rabbi Yosi Matame, because we don't care. We make the calculation when the utensil is standing right side up. Vinaklite hamita. Now let's look at the bed. We have a bed. The bed has many parts. It has naklitim. It has the. Maybe the chachamim. The chacham hold that it's tar, because since when you put it on the side, it holds more than 40 saw. According to the chacham, it's tahira. It's very show you in the picture. That according to the chacham, since when you tilt it, it holds more than 40 saw, it's going to be tahira. Okay? Naklite hamita. The naklite hamita, the chamor. A donkey. A donkey. Donkey over here is the. very, very bottom. The saver for the saver, the chamor, and the chipui, this beautiful piece of metal which does an attachment, which is tachshit, but it's not part of the meat itself. So it's tohirin. Ein tami ela mita. The mita is everything. Is the four is the legs with those four with the four with the frame and the ropes, the mita, and the malbein. The malbein is the first sach, where the mita, the leg, goes the rust into the malbein that's normally permanently attached. So when it's normally permanently attached, it's part of the mita, so it becomes tummy as well. We already said the chamor is tar, because the chamor is not attached. The chamor is just a saver. But the malbein is where it goes into. It goes into, so therefore it's permanently attached. You know, it's like this. Look at the shtenda. The side goes into the bottom piece. The bottom piece is like malbein. Right, you have like if you don't necessarily need, you can take away that bottom round piece on the bottom of the shtender. You can just have the shtender stand on the two legs. No, but you don't want it to get ruined. It's wobbly to get ruined. So what do you put that into a malbein? That's what the malbein really is. But the malbein is permanently attached. So male the malbein is the chelik of the mita. But if you have bnei levi, they're on the run. They're on the run, so therefore they're always separating the malbein. They're always there. Their shtenders, the malbein comes out from the legs. They're on the mela by the bnei levi. By the bnei levi, it is tohirin because they're always separating the two. Malbani bnei levi tohirin. Okay, that concludes Mishnah Rimmel. Now we're up to Mishnah Valid. Malbein shenosnay al lishonis Rav. What does this mean? A malbein eats ha'osli ke'in l'oshoin sh'amalbein munach lov, a piece of wood that's made like a loshon. A loshon is a, what's a loshon? A loshon is, do you have a picture over here? Oh, look at this. Picture 5, next page. Turn the page to page 382. We have here a loshon. So instead of the chamor, we have a loshon. Look at this. Would you ever know what this is? Not in the picture book? We have here a loshon. You know what it's like?
Let's stay off this topic now. Let's try to stick
to Lashon. A Lashon is the equivalent of a chamor.
Okay.
It's a chamor, but instead of being just being small, it's like over here, look
it's
here.
An extended
chamor, right. So that is a Lashon. Okay, let's go right in the Rav. The Rav says, again, Mishnah Dalit. Eight so also kein loshen shamal bin mun khalaf bi mer bi yud so the mission is mal bin shnasnu al lishna so bi mer bi yud mit tamen Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Tarin, the Tarin, it's Machlaikis, according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Tamen, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, it's Tar. Let's see over here, the Rav, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Mitamin, Sha'af, Hu, Mitaltal, Imamito, Kimoy Malbin. It's also movable. Sha'af, Hu, Mitaltal, Imamito, Kimoy Malbin. It seems like they're permanently attached. It seems that the Lashon is different than the, what was it called, Chamor. The chamor was not attached, but the lashon is permanently attached. Okay, got that?
Good.
So therefore, it's going to be more strict. So that's what he says. He says, "Amar Rabbi Yosi Rishon mitaharin. Amar Rabbi Yosi mashna ze mimal b'nei v'nei levi. What is this different than the mimal b'nei v'nei levi? Shemal b'nei levi taharin? Question mark. No answer. He just has a tiny complaints. Why? Why is it Tame? Why is this different than the Malbin Ibn Levi? Question mark. Okay, it's a rhetorical question. Okay, let's see over here what it says over here in the Rab. The Rab over here says, Rabbi Yosef Rishon Mitamin, Mitarin, they are Mitarin. The Mitalta Bahadi Mita Kulichai, it's not always Mitalta. The Halach Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yosef, we pass on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yosef. Now, what was the reason? So he asked the question. Rabbi Yosef Shemal Bonim Ne Levi Tarin, Vyafal Gav De Kavi Bikari Amita, Hoyal, the Sefer Li Notel, since they're destined to be separated to Harin. Hani Lashayna Snam, Ipamim Nitalim Malbonim Almita, Vilaf, Vilaf Kamita Hashivi, Hashivi. So therefore he says that these things are not always attached. Even though maybe now when you're home they're attached, but the very next time you get a telephone call to wake up and go, you're going to separate the lashon from the mal from the mita. Memela, it's going to be, it should be tohar. You hear what it says here? Okay, so that's the Mishnah. We'll finish the Mishnah. Simple Mishnah. Tare, let's chaz the Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Malbein l'shonos nagal l'shonos. The Malbein, the frame of the bed, the low part of the bed. You see, I never knew this. I learned Malbein all my years. Was the mita, was the frame of the bed. See, this is a revelation to me.
This is a revelation.
Everything other was a mistake. The ganze life was a mistake.
Years?
All the years. I was mistaken.
Years.
All the years. My whole life was 40 years. What are you talking about? I'm only 21 years old.
Still 21.
21 years old. What are you talking about?
Okay, you're still
21 years old. 21 years old. Never. So what's this? I always thought it was the frame. It's not the frame. The Malbein is the leg goes into the Malbein. It's not even the leg. It's not the frame. It's not the leg. It's the saver. The saver, but it's a different type of saver. It's a saver which is permanent. Which is permanent.
It's a permanent saver.
But then on underneath the Malbein, you put either a chamor, which is certainly tar. Always tar. No one argues on the chamor.
Why? Because it's what?
It's not attached. That's like a shmata. That's like something you put underneath.
Just to keep it from getting
dirty, like whatever. Sometimes you go to someone's house, you put like a thing under it, whatever. To keep it from scratching the floor. That's the chamor. The chamor is tar. It's not attached. The Malbein was like a tennis ball, which is permanently attached. But the chamor is just something you put underneath. It's not attached.
What's this?
That's the leg.
Oh, that's the
leg. Look, here is the frame. Here is the leg, and the leg goes into the Malbein.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Malbein, you put a piece of wood. It's not attached.
Mm-hmm.
Look here. You see it. Here you see it. Here's the Malbein. And then sometimes instead of the chamor, you put a lashon. The lashon. You see, here's the whole system.
Like
you see, look at this.
Right?
Doesn't your bed look like this? You have the ropes, the frame.
I like it.
You have the legs. The legs go into the Malbein. And the Malbein goes into the Lashon. So the Lashon is in between. The Lashon is a machlekes. Even though everyone agrees that the Chamor is tar. It's tar, but the Lashon is machlekes. Because the Lashon is semi-attached.
Semi-attached.
Sometimes you attach and you detach it. So that was the Kasha of Yosef. Yosef says it's not fair. It's not fair because that was a rhetorical question. Rhetorical question. Weiter. Next halacha. Next halacha. Mita shehisa tmei midras v'nidla kitzara. Okay, so what is this all about? Okay, so here let's look at the picture. The picture over here says, well, first we didn't do the picture, but we didn't do the picture of 552. We didn't do that little picture. 552, we have to go back to the previous Mishnah. The Malbein, the Lashon, 552. What are you talking about? What do you mean 557? Where are you going to 557?
Go back.
We didn't do 552.
We finished
Mishnah Dalet, but Mishnah Dalet had one picture 552, which we didn't do inside.
Yeah.
552 Haloshein Mechuber Lemita. You see, the Loshein is attached to the Mita.
Yeah.
But it's not always this. Sometimes, air conditioner went on. Sometimes you take it apart. And according to the mayor, and according to the community, we have the time of Yosef, we should have the time of the star. It's machlokes if this is part of the mita or it's not. It's semi attached. Sometimes it's attached, sometimes it's not attached. Okay? Now, let's go to picture 5-5, next Mishnah. Mishnah over here says Amita. What's Amita? 5-5-3. Look at this picture. A lot of stuff in the Mita. There's a lot of Yesoidas. You can't learn Shas. You can't learn Shas unless you know this Mishnah. Because Shas always talks about the Mita. The Mita.
The Mita.
The bed. 5-5-3. Chevel. You have the ropes. Okay, the right side, top right side. Chevel. Shemasakim. Bechemas. Amita. Arucha. The long side, the vertical side. When you sleep on the bed, which direction do you sleep?
This way.
I sleep this way sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's more, it's like, you shouldn't get too comfortable in this world.
If you think I believe that.
How do you know?
I know you're like a book.
You don't know me nothing.
Like a book.
Okay, so this is the long side of the bed, this is the short side of the bed. Arucha. Muchneses the sech nikavim bikarayim, it's end case. Okay. Then you have 5, 5, 3, the Kevlosham Sagim by Yasamit, the ropes, the Kari Hamita, Yesham Nikavim, Shotolum, Machnissim, Esker Samita. Wait, let's do that again. There's the Arucha and there's the Katsara, the long side and the short side. And then the Kari and the legs. The legs are these blocks of wood. Okay, that's it. Let's go right to the Mishnah. Yesh b'mita shemone perakah. Let's go look on the bottom caption. Very interesting thing. Yesh b'mita shemone perakim, like shemone shrotzim. Last week's parasha. There's shemone perakim, 8 parts. Arba karam, the 4 legs. Shtei kitzaros, the 2 small parts. Shtei aruches. Kari amita heim rechavim v'roy l'sheves alem b'fnei atzmam. Okay, so this is a lot of nice yisoidos. The kari amita has 8 parts. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 legs. 2 long, 2 short, total of 8. The karamit are very wide. You can sit down on this. It can support a person's sitting position.
Body,
that's what it says. Okay, let's go now to the Mishnah. Mita shahaisa tamei midras. The mita was tamei. A tamei person sat down on the bed. The entire mita became an avatuma. Now we want to make it tar. How do we make it tar? By breaking it apart. When you destroy a utensil, the tumah departs. So what exactly do you need to take apart in order to cause the tumah to depart? Hamita shayitza tumeya. Midras nidla kitsara ushtei chirayim tumeya. If you take apart the kitsara, this picture, if you detach, take away all the ropes, and you take away the kitsara, the small part with 2 of its legs, you remove it from the frame, it still maintains its state of tumah. That's not called a significant demolition of the mita. Okay, let's see the picture. The picture over here is 5, 5, 5, 5, 4. Hakitzara im shtei hakirayim u'shtei harochos tmeya l'fi shadayin tzura samita emetz, because the tzura, the image of the mita, is still present. Ramam kelim perichavav halacha hei v'adayin itin la'shtamesh bo. Why? You can still use. How can you use it? Al yidei shes yismech ve'ez adavar es shtei harochos v'shnei hakitzaros. How? Because you can support the shtei aruchos b'shnei hakitzavos. You can still use it. This part of the bed, you can use it. What do? Just bring a stone. Just bring, I don't know, bring a milk carton. What?
You can use it if you use it.
This thing is still usable. Why is it usable? Let's say you need a bed. I'm missing 2 legs.
Yeah.
No problem. Just go take, I don't know, go take a stender, go take a box, go take a milk box, a milk crate. Take a milk crate and put it underneath this, another milk crate underneath this, and you got a bed. So it still has the tsura of a bed, because even though you're missing 2 of the legs, you can easily improvise and put something there to support the bed. Now what about this little guy? This also Tane. Avdai shtei karayim kutzara, nidla kutzara shtei karayim v'avadai, avad madayin chem kayamim ahim tamei, hoel v'chem v'im lachso l'schabe l'mita achas l'yarabah. No, that's the next part of the Mishnah. Okay, I don't know, it's still, so it says over here, mita shayso k'tmeya v'idros, nidla kutzara v'shtei karayim ha-tmeya. It's tmeya. This part is still tamei. He's not really telling us about this part.
Why?
Because this part, it seems like it's this part. What?
Is for sure not mikavu tovu?
Doesn't say. Doesn't. Let's see. Let's go a little bit vaita. Maybe we'll be clarified as we go vaita. But the main part is definitely tamei. The reason why the main part is definitely tamei, the main part, is because the main part is still ruuya, still is functional. Why is it functional?
Because
that's the classic type of tumah. Classic type of tumah is, are you saying, why do you say want to a shemetz?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer.
Well,
I don't know. Tumas meis
is
even more chamor. It means midras. Midras is an avatum. Tumas,
we never in the Mishnah.
Well, no, that's the normal type of tumah for a bed, because the bed is you sit down on, you lie down upon. That's the normal type of tumah that is applicable to a bed.
Why is Tumas Midras?
You lie down on it. It's made for sitting. A bed is made for sitting and reclining. So if a person who's an avatuma, a nida, a zava, sits down and reclines, even...
That's a Tumas Midras?
Yeah.
All Tumas Midras?
Yeah, Tumas Midras is chama. We learn the mistake. The Tumas Midras becomes an avatuma. If a sheretz, or a person who's tamei, touches something, what happens?
Yeah.
It becomes a rishon.
Yeah.
If I'm an avatuma,
yeah,
and I touch the table becomes...
Yeah.
a rishon, a rishon.
Right.
But if someone, if it's not like the chair, if someone's an avatama and sits down on the chair becomes an av hatama. Tumas midrash, the supporting object gets the same status as the source of tumah. Got it? Okay, so let's see over here. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Over here says, arucha mita shai satame midrash v'dilo l'gitar shei chayim tumeha. Arucha the mita, as we read, nachman the Mishnah, a mita shahisa taneya midras nitlok etzar ushtei chadayim tameya. If we separate the two legs from the frame, tameya, the main part of the bed is still tummy because it's still functional, because you can improvise and put something underneath it to go and keep it. But let's say arucha ushtei chadayim. But let's say we separate the arucha ushtei chadayim. We separate one from the other to hira. That's picture 555. 555, we separated the arucha, ushtecha, and two of its legs from the rest of the mita. So now this part is no longer functional. Let's see in a moment. Let's see over the picture. The picture over it says, Nechleku chachamim. No, but let's go over one more word. Two more words. Rabbi Nechemia mitane. Rabbi Nechemia disagrees. Okay? Rabbi Nechemia's mitane, he says, no, that when you separate this from this, mitane, it's still tame. Let's take a look at the picture. The picture of here says, Nechleku chachomim, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Nechemia, im gamze nikra shetsura samita adayin amedes. It's still called the tsura of the mita. When you look at this, what do you say? Bed. When you say, just looking at this, you get tired. It's still called the tzuva mita. Okay, adayim etz lechavim ein kan tzuva samita b'harei zeh shivei kelim shehem tehoirim. Okay, the left side it says, nitla arucha ushtei chadayim. Let's say the arucha shechayim v'avadoi. Aval im adayim ehem kayamim hakol tamei hoil v'hem tu'uyim lachso l'schaber l'mita achas. He says the same thing over here that he said over here before. That basically, this part also, if you have not separated one leg from the other leg, this section remains tamei as well. We had that before. Okay, let's read right to the Mishnah. Okay, let's read the Rav. The Rav on all of this. Okay, the Rav. It's a very long Mishnah. The Rav. Let's see what the Rav says. Mita shahisa tmei midras sheshachav aleha zav. Einitla einishan. A zav sat down on this bed, or he hung himself. Nitla, he leaned upon it. Einishan. I don't know what does nitla. What does it mean nitla? Einishan means to lean. Nitla. I don't know what nitla means. How is nitla different than nishan or sheshachav? I don't know. But basically it means that a zav reclined upon this bed. A zav is an avatama. Oisvav, b'chein zav alav dafka, a zav, a zava, a nida, a yoledes. What are those three have in common? They're all women.
Very good.
You see, one track mind.
Have a mitzvah.
Mitzvah can be a man. V'amnam lakhu hazav derech mashal, they gave an example of a zav. Okay, fine. Kitzara. Oysan eitzim shabarecha v'amita l'tzad mei rasha secha oy mei raglo secha. The kitzara means this part. Picture 554. We have separated the kitzara from the rest of the bed. Oysan eitzim shabarecha v'amita l'tzad mei rasha secha oy mei raglo secha, from the head of the legs. Okay, so it means either where your head goes or where your legs go, that part was separated. So the law is tame, it's still tame. Why is it tame? Because the main part of the bed is still intact. What about the arucha? Arucha means, picture 555, they're called arucha samita. They're called the arucha samita. Tahira, why the sulay chaz is no longer fit to have kashiri kelim shein tahir? When you separate according to the Mishnah, the 555, then it's tar. Rabbi Nechemia mitame. Then Allah, Rabbi Nechemia, don't pass on Rabbi Nechemia. Okay, so that's the whole thing. Very simple. Okay, very, very simple. You don't have to make any complications. Okay, we have the bed. Bed has 8 parts, 4 legs. We have the aruchas hamita, and there's the katsara hamita. If you break the bed apart, when you take apart the katsara, and you're left with the 2 aruchas attached to the legs, it's tame. You take apart the arucha, like in picture 555, then it's tahor, according to the chum, according to the chum, it's tame. Okay? What about this part? We're not discussing this part. This part is a whole parasha to itself, which is bringing the Eliyahu Rabbah. It's not necessary to get into that discussion. Let's just focus on the main part of the bed. The Mishnah is only addressing the main part of the bed. On the main part of the bed, you separate the small part. The main part of the bed is definitely Tamil L'chol Hadeyas. When you separate the large part in this fashion, it's Machlaikis, according to Racham, it's Tamei, according to Racham, it's Tar, according to Racham, it's Tamei. What about this part? What about this part? So the Eliyahu Rabbah says it's also going to be Tamei as long as it's still attached to each other. The parts are attached to each other. Good. Now we go to the next part. Next part of the Mishnah says, Godad shtei l'shoynos loichsan. Have any clue what that means? Godad shtei l'shoynos loichsan. You know what that means?
556.
Okay, we have here. Look at that. It looks like a really nice bed. We have the bed with the kare, and we have the malbein, and then we have 4 lashonos. Look, 4 lashonos. That's what we learned in the room before. Mita shahayu mechubadim ba 4 lashonos. So what does that mean? How does that mean? Now let's say godar chotach means godad. Godad means to cut. Lashon mikan v'chotach lashon mikan. Beheder shtei lashonos be'alachsein na'esa sohamita ein arui l'shimush v'harei zo tohora. If you take away 2 of the lashonos, so then the bed is wobbly because it's not level anymore. You start off with a bed that has 4 lashonos: the bed, the karim, the malbein, and the lashon. I then take away godat. I cut away. I detach. Godad means here in this context to detach. 1 lashon from here, 1 lashon from here. So what is the bed now? The bed now is only being supported by two diagonals. It's being supported. The other 2 diagonals are not supported. Is that a stable bed?
I'm not sure.
What do you mean not sure?
It's on an angle. It's one here, right?
If you have something which only has 2 legs, like this.
Yeah, so it's stable.
That's stable?
Yeah. That's stable.
Look what happened. Look what happens. Look.
Still stable.
Yeah, when you're sleeping and then you snore, it goes like this. And then you go this way, it goes like this. Right? Look.
Maybe.
So what's going on over here? So what's going on over here? Yeah, I'm over here. The Malbim, two of the lashonos have been separated. Godad shtei chira'ayim. If you cut off the shtei chira'ayim, so this is Godad shtei lashonos loichson. Loichson seems to be on a diagonal, like alachson. Alachson means an angle. The aleph is dropped. So you take away the 2 lashonos on a diagonal, which now means the bed falters from side to side.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
So what is halacha? Or godad nukei shtei kirayim tefach loichson oyeshemiyata pochus mi tefach tohoira. Now what in the world does that mean? Let's see over the next picture. Picture 557. Picture 557 says, Godad shtei chira'ayim tefach al tefach loichson. Oh, so it shows that you shave down the malbein. You shave down the leg. Look, this leg. Oh, skip. This leg is half the thickness. Look.
I thought he had one of those
roller skates.
Yeah.
Scared me, this guy. Look, you have over here. This leg, you shaved it down. You cut it down. You cut it down. Did you ever do that at home?
Sure.
So you did this on this corner and on this corner.
Yeah.
This corner and this corner. So again, it's going to be wobbly. So that's called oy shemiyata pachas mitefach tohira, or your miyatoi pachas mitefach, which means all the legs. Doesn't make a difference if it's wobbly or not wobbly. if you make one of the legs less than the size of a tefach, the leg of a bed must be at least one tefach. If the leg of the bed is less than one tefach, that's not called a bed. It's like sleeping with the ants, sleeping on the floor. That's not called a bed. The bed has to be raised at least one tefach above the ground. Let's see what the picture over here says. Then it's automatically going to be tahara. Let's see. Kotzatz tefach me'akarakan. Kotz tefach me'akarakan. Nesa mita eneri l'shimu shverzeh tahara. Tefach al tefach perushu tefach al dikeru semitefach me'akarazeh. Mem tahara. 5.58. Kitcheragli hamita hin pachas miragli av tefach me'akarakan harezeh tahara. That's the whole Mishnah. We're finished. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says, Godat chotach v'kotak my godu ilona. Cut down the tree. Shtei ilona, shtei lishonas loichson, shtei etzim ha'asuyim. I have a long Rav over here. Where are you?
Go back.
Shtei godat lishonas loichson, shtei loitzim ha'asuyim kiloshon. Two pieces of wood, which are made kiloshon, which are made like a loshon. Shtei l'shoyin, shtei shnei etzim hosuyim kiloshon. Two pieces which are made like a loshon. Shemalbani hamita munach molayhem. Chotchan be'alachson. Echad shebevuktsoya mizrachas teremes v'echad shebevuktsoya ma'aravis tzvoynis tahira. If you cut them down on a diagonal, tahira, the su loy chazya. V'chein im godad shtei charayim tefach al tefach loichson. One more time. Shtei l'shoynes shem abanei amitim munach talem chotan be'alachson on a diagonal acha echad shemukzoyim mizrach shemukzoyim mizrach marav shemes techayra v'suloi chazia v'chedim godat shtei chiraayim tefach al tefach lechson mikera shemukzoyim mizrach shemes godat tefach u'mikera from the leg shemukzoyim marav shemes godat tefach diagonal kishvur damya. It's called broken. It's a broken utensil. Oy shemiyata tefach shegodad raglech ve'in tefach menamita lo ve'in tefach menamita loaretz loy chashiva stolon chashiva. Okay, that's the whole Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Mita shahaisa tmeir midras. We start off with a mita shahaisa tmeir midras. It was a healthy bed. A bed that was a regular bed that a Zov sat down on and made into an avatoma. And now comes along the fixer man. Nidla kitsara ushtei chiraayim. And someone pulls off picture 5.5.4. He pulls off the kitsara with the two legs. Tameya. What's Tameya? The right side is Tameya. The right side. This side is another discussion if it's Tameya, but certainly the right side is Tameya.
But we said even that,
according to the Eliyahu Rabbah, that's also Tameya. But certainly the main focus is picture 5.5.4, the right side. Why? It has the tsur of a mita. When you look at it,
it's
a bet. Right. And you can improvise. You can take some milk carton and put underneath the two different ends in order to make it stand, and you can make it into a bed. Now, what about arucha shtei charayim? Let's say picture 5.5.5. We break it apart with the arucha, the long part in shtei charayim, tahira. Which part is tahira? This part is tahira. Why? It doesn't look like a bed. And you can't improvise. It's too fragile. You can't use it. Who says that? That's Torah. Only the Chachamim say that. But Rabbi Nechemya mitamei. Rabbi Nechemya, it's still according to me, it's still true a bit. And what about the other part? Zel Machlokes. Only Rabbi says the other part is also tamei, according to Rabbi Nechemya. Next case. Now we go to the full bed. This is the deluxe model.
But according to the Holy Rabbi, why would this be? This still has the tzura of the bed?
No, because it's still functional, he says. Look at the picture. Nidla erucha shtei adukhraim avadai. And it's been destroyed. You have to destroy it. I don't know what it means, avadai. You have to destroy it. Avle madayin him kayamim, like the way it pictures, hakol tamei. Hoyel v'him ru'im lachzol l'schaber l'mit achas. I think what he's saying is that you have to destroy it. I think what he means to say is that this whole part, that when he, no, I made a mistake. It doesn't mean that it's tummy. It means It means that it means destroyed. It's gone.
It's destroyed.
Because when it's destroyed, it's no longer fit to put back. He seems to say that if you have it exactly the way you have it in this picture, and you can reattach it, it's then everything according to all opinions is tameh, because just because I took it apart doesn't mean that it's no longer a utensil. I could put it back together. So if I just separate this from this, even when it's in a state of separation, everything is tameh, because I can put it back according to all opinions. This that the Chachamim say, that if I separate this from this and this part is tar, it's only going in a case where this no longer exists. This has been destroyed. This part has been obliterated. So now there's nothing to put. So now the question is, what do we do with this? Is this tameh or tar? We're missing this and this and this. So that's the machlokes. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, it's tameh. According to the Chacham, it's tar. But if this has not yet been destroyed, this has just been separated and it's still in existence and can be easily be reassembled, then everyone will agree that it is tameh. So nidla v'arucha v'ashayu klayim v'avodai, and that's tameh according to all opinions, because I can reassemble it. That's what it says. Nidla arucha shtecharayim v'avodai. You have to completely destroy it. Avlim adayin kayam hakol tameh. Because it can be reassembled. Okay, so that's that part of the mission. So let's go weiter. Next case. Now we have Godad Shtei Lashonis Loichson. Loichson is equivalent to the word Alachson. That word you're familiar with?
Sure.
A diagonal. So Loichson is the same word. Loichson, if you go and you take away God, you cut away the Lashonis. This is the deluxe model. 5, 5, 6. You have the Mita, the ropes. You have the Aruchos, the Katsara, the Karayim, the legs, the Malbein, and then the Lashon. Okay, this is the deluxe model, the most expensive model. So what did you do? You took away on a diagonal the two lashonis. You took away this lashon and you took away that lashon. You took away two lashonis. So now it's wobbly. So what is the halacha? Godad shtei lashonis loichson, or godad shtei chira'ayim. You cut down the leg itself. You don't have a deluxe model. You have a cheap model. It doesn't even have a malbein. But you went and you shaved down, you took, instead of having a big one, you went, you cut it down halfway to the size. So nochmal, it's wobbly. It's wobbly. This one and this one are half the size. So the bed now is wobbly. Even if one leg, or even all the legs, any one leg is less than 4 tefachim, less than 1 tefach, less than 1 tefach from the ground, you cut down the leg less than 1 tefach. In all of these examples, everyone agrees to Torah, it's not called a bed. It's not called a bed, and therefore it is Tahira. Alright? Good Mishnah?
Absolutely.
Mishnah Vav, what time is it? Alright, gotta start because it's Rosh Chodesh. I gotta get ready. I guess we'll stop here.